every weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, and all the school holidays. So any time that I wasn't at school, really, I went to the land with Dad. If it was the time for spring onions, then you have to first of all pull all the spring onions. So if it was nice weather, you'd sit on an upturned bushel box and you'd just start pulling the onions and shake off the soil and make a pile and keep moving down the piece as you were pulling the spring onions and leaving them in piles. And then you'd gather them up into like a crate or a box. If it was nice, you'd sit on the piece and just tie them, or if it wasn't nice, then you'd go in the shed.
I remember a day when I was, 14, 15 years of age, when I vowed that I would pick 100 8-pound chip baskets of runner beans at a shilling a chip, which would be £5 for one day's work. So I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and by 3:30, I had picked 103.
We had 7 weeks holiday, and I picked over 7 ton of Persia plums through Emmons up on the Cleve Road. I earned £146. That was a lot of money them days for a kid.
Some of my friends from school, we got together and we started mending cabbage crates, nailing them back together in the barn in the winter. I think it was child labour, slave labour in those days. Graduated from doing that to picking fruit and vegetables, and ended up welding agricultural machinery together and stripping down tractors and servicing them and all sorts of stuff.